Now, I won't make any cracks about universities or coeducational institutions or anything like that. None necessary. We'll have to take these over someday and straighten them out. But it's almost forbidden to create anything in a university. If you think a thought of your own, or if you think a thought, you have to attribute it to something else. If in science you come forward with a cognition of some kind or another, or a new idea of something or other, or you try to invent something, the first thing you're told, it's all been done before. You should realize that's an automatic response. Has no real bearing, in fact. It's an automatic response. That is the Achilles heel of modern science. They believe it's all been done before, and there's no originality possible anyplace. Well, originality, they think, must be something that is brand new. Now, inventing a mousetrap in 1860 and inventing a mousetrap in 1861 consists of the invention of two different mousetraps, simply because the time factor is different between the two. And if you came up with Newton's law of interaction as an original cognition 300 years after the fact, you have not come up with Newton's law of interaction. You've come up with not the same law, you have come up with a physical law 300 years after the fact of Newton's laws. But you came up with a law. You don't have to think of a different thought just to have it be your thought. Man needn't entangle all of the significances of thoughts, you see, and mishmash the time factor involved in all these thoughts. I'll give you an example. I give you an auditing command, and if you go on throughout the remainder of your auditing career, which will probably be a very long one, whether you think it will be or not, you realize that 10 years from now, you sitting in an auditing chair saying, "What about a terrapin? Would you admit causing?" As Ron's command, if you've been doing this 10 years, you will have been washed out practically. As Ron's idea, so forth, you're just mixing up your time track. I can tell you an idea, but when you get the idea, it's your idea. You haven't even received the idea. You had to cause the idea after I told you the idea in order for you to have the idea at all. Think of that for a moment. And in view of the fact that you had the idea in a different moment of time than I spoke the idea, that didn't make your idea my idea. How come we've got to identify this way? This create, survive, destroy, and all that sort of thing is in operation here. You look too hard at this cause, distance, effect. If I tell you something, I'm cause. It goes across a distance. Therefore, you say, you're an effect. So therefore, every time you utter the auditing command, you are uttering an effect. Let's just try. You see, it becomes ridiculous the moment that you go along with this. I mean, it becomes ridiculous. In the first place, as close as you'd get to inventing Newton's laws 300 years after the fact is you've invented a law which agrees with Newton's law. You're simply in agreement with Newton, that's all. And if you find an auditing command's works, I guarantee you will use it. Why aren't you using some of the auditing commands you've heard earlier? Because you didn't find they worked as well as some of those you heard later. Very simple, isn't it?